Jack Ketch was the most notorious public executioner in England in the late 1600s. Never an esteemed figure, Ketch was hated, feared, and avoided by all those he served. His infamy, so brutal was his character, was branded to every hangman after his reign of terror as a mark of public contempt and approbation. Ketch had an incomparable reputation for the curing of treacherous recusants of a popish contagion. Others deemed him a physician to remedy condemned men with an axe in one hand and a rope in the other. Ketch was renowned for specifically choosing the most blunt tool for the job at hand, steel cold, with no edge, to suit his demeanour of malice and hate. On July the 15th, 1685, Ketch was commissioned to execute James Scott, the Duke of Monmouth, who had been sentenced to death by King James II for treason. Atop Tower Hill, on that unusually cold summer's morn, Monmouth paid Ketch 6 guineas and pleaded, "Pray do your business well. Do not serve me as you did my dear Lord Russell." Monmouth also gave gold coins to his servant, instructing him to pay the executioner only if the deadly strike was delivered with precision. The Duke requested to examine the sharpness of the blade, to which Ketch insouciantly replied, "It's sharp enough, and plenty heavy." Uninterested in the Duke's final words or promise of gold, Ketch's first blow inflicted a mere flesh wound. The decrepit soul half raised himself to reproach the dark silhouetted hulk, only to be met with masked hollow eyes glinting with satisfaction. A strong, deft hand thrust his head back upon the patiently waiting block. The stroke was repeated again and again, but still the neck was not severed. The body continued to twitch and writhe amidst the crowd's exclamations of horror and shouts of bloodthirsty rage. Ketch nonchalantly completed the nefarious task by using his hand knife to unceremoniously hack the sinuous head from the pitiful, bludgeoned shoulders of his latest victim.